With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem uses a social media app called Parler. She says it's a bastion of free speech. But many commenters on her posts are condoning the riot at the U.S. Capitol and calling for more violence. SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Noem started her Parler page in November. Her first post said, quote, "We need social media platforms that respect and protect free speech." One of her recent posts condemned the violence at the Capitol. "We are all entitled to peacefully protest," she wrote. "Violence is not part of that. What's happening in the Capitol right now must stop." Hundreds of Parler users added comments. Many applauded the violence. One commenter wrote, "Burn it all down. Hang all government officials and congressmen." Another one said, "This is a natural progression to a much-needed civil war." There were many similar comments. Noem spokesman Ian Fury says he and the governor share control of Noem's Parler account. He says the governor does not support the comments. SDPB asked Fury if he plans to delete them.
I don't actually know. Is that an option on Parler?
In fact, it is possible to delete comments on Parler. Fury promised to speak with Governor Noem about it. Later, he responded with an email. It contained this question. "Is the implication that taxpayer dollars should be spent paying a government staffer to police drivel posted by idiots on the internet?" He then wrote that Parler's community guidelines say it will remove reported member content that constitutes illegal activity. SDPB responded with an email asking if the Noem administration will report the offensive comments. Fury did not immediately respond. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.
The State Department of Health now has an estimated timeline of COVID-19 vaccine availability. The department is distributing vaccines for emergency medical and public health workers, law enforcement, and correctional officers. They expect to finish those groups by the end of the month. State epidemiologist Josh Clayton says South Dakota is ramping up vaccination efforts.
We rank number one in the nation for people that have received that vaccine. It's 3,231 per 100,000 population, and that's higher than any of the other surrounding states, as well as any other state in the nation. We have about 3.37% of South Dakota's population that has received a dose of vaccine.
Clayton says more than 100 people have completed the full two doses of the Pfizer vaccine. The department lists school staff, people with two or more underlying medical conditions, and those aged 65 and older are next to get vaccinated in February. Nursing home residents have gone nearly 10 months with limited family contact because of the pandemic. Winter weather brought an end to outdoor visits with loved ones. But better access to COVID tests means some facilities are now offering limited indoor visits. SDPB's Jackie Hendry has more.
Connecting residents with their family is an important goal for Lauren Diekman. He's president and CEO of Jenkins Living Center in Watertown. They've used video chat and phone calls since the beginning of the pandemic, but in-person visits, even from a distance, outdoors, made a big difference.
I believe that those really helped our residents here at Jenkins not feel that severe depression from isolation.
Diekman says when they ended outdoor visits, the staff had to get even more creative.
We converted our gift shop in our facility here, put a plexiglass wall down the middle, put an intercom system in there, and again, people can have fairly close contact and still have it safe.
Increased access to COVID tests has also made a difference. Early on, tests were limited and costly. Diekman says his facility spent nearly $39,000 on test kits in 1 month. In late October, the federal government began supplying rapid COVID-19 tests at no cost to long-term care facilities. Diekman says they can now allow one family member per resident to visit each week.
And if they've been screened and tested and there's no issue there, they are able to go up to their resident's room and have a close contact visit in their room. We ask them to keep a mask on at all times, but we can really see the spirits of our residents being lifted when they can have those closer face-to-face visits with their family members.
The COVID-19 vaccine is also bringing hope for the new year. Diekemann says some of their staff and residents have already received the first dose of the Moderna vaccine. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Jackie Hendry.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.